John DiBella Podcast, 102.9 MGK.
Ladies and gentlemen, if you have not figured it out,
I am the Eggman.
The Eggman is here. Vinnie Brand, comedian Vinnie Brand, the owner of the Stress Factory, New Brunswick, and
Bridgeport, Connecticut. In case you're listening,
there are people listening online. It's possible. You know. So, how you doing?
I'm doing great. I almost did not make it today. I'm doing great now.
Okay,
but it was very close.
It's just going to happen.
All right.
What?
You.
Your headphones.
Your headphones.
What about them?
They're squeaking.
Oh, I can't hear that.
Everyone else can.
You can't hear a lot of things.
I can't hear shit.
Oh, man, a dump already?
My God.
Man, you're rusty. Can't say that.
That is the first time we've ever had to put a dump on Vinnie Brand.
Ever.
I thought you got new hearing aids so that you didn't have to take them out when you had headphones on.
Well, because they'll feed back in my head. I'll hear that.
Right, hear that. All right.
And I'm glad that 6 seconds into the show today, we have already bullied me for being deaf. It's the last vestige of bullying. Deaf people.
Well, you might as well go trans now.
Yeah.
This way we get you on a handicap and on a sexual thing.
Listen, you can't talk about that, right? You can't. All right. Because I said the other day, I don't know if you can get in trouble for saying this. You can't even know what you can say.
Right.
I wrote a children's book, and they will not publish my book. And it's a book to help people accept all people.
Right.
And it's called, it's a children's book. It's called My Friend Sally Has a Bigger Penis Than Me. And I think...
I don't think they're going to let that in school.
They will not publish that.
I think not only in Florida, but across the country.
Across the country. Now, my other book, again, to accept people of all body shapes, My Friend Bobby Is Fat, But That's Okay. And they will not.
Okay. All right. Fine.
Bobby Kelly.
Poor Bobby.
Oh. So now, this is why I almost didn't make it today.
Okay.
You got to hear this. So I get up, and I don't want to stop to get gas. Mm-hmm. And I know my truck needs gas.
Right.
So I say to my daughter, who's up, I go, hey, I'm going to take your car because it's going to rain on the way down there. And I don't want to have to stop to get gas because there might be traffic. There's a couple extra minutes sometimes. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's all you need.
Sure.
Goes, oh, Dad, no problem at all. Take my car. So, oh, it's so sweet. And I get in her car and it's not raining. But on the way down here, it starts to rain. So I go to put the windshield wipers on and they don't come on. There's no windshield wipers.
No.
So I'm like, what the heck? And I'm trying to get them on. I'm tapping it. So I call my daughter. I go, hey, is there some button that I'm unaware of? I mean, I've been driving for a long time. Oh, yeah. The windshield wipers don't come on. So I'm like, I told you it was going to rain. And I needed to borrow your car. Don't you think you may have said, hey, my windshield wipers don't work? It's because, well, I didn't think anything of it. And then I finally get him to work, and I look at the gas gauge. I had not even checked. She's got like eighth of a tank of gas. I'm like, the conversation. Did you not say, Dad? I'm putting you in.
And they accepted her at Michigan.
She's doing very well at Michigan, John. She's studying neuroscience.
She's very smart.
See if you can't see what's not working.
Because who just filled up her gas tank?
Yep.
Well, Dad.
I just filled up her car. I found out what was wrong with the windshield wipers. I found out what was wrong.
What was wrong?
She smashed the button, and I looked. It's barely hanging on. But I'm doing 70 miles an hour in the rain trying to figure it out. I did get them working, so I will be able to get home. How could you do this to me? Better off in my own car.
What a start.
So what else? How's the little one?
My little one's amazing. We just we went to Florida. I know it's your favorite place on the planet. We just discussed that off air. And we went down to the West Coast.
Okay.
And we had a great trip. Now,
love the West Coast.
Love the West Coast of Florida. All right. And you have to go to Naples, where you will instantly feel young and poor. How old are you? It's unbelievable. There's so much money in Naples. Vicky saw a house on the beach at Naples. She goes, well, we should think about buying something like that. I'm like, are you out of your mind? Little house. $11.9 million sold in 16 seconds.
Yeah, anyway, right.
So while we're down there, Vicky says, we're going to go horseback riding on the beach, which I love horses. I don't know.
I saw a picture of you like on the horse. Yeah.
You saw in the water.
Yep.
Great picture in the water.
Yeah.
And so we're going horseback riding. We're all going to go. And I said to my father-in-law, who's not going to ride, the only thing I'm happy about is because we're going to be in the water, the horse won't crap in front of him.
Sure.
Because that's what a trail ride, you know, you're enjoying yourself and you see the horse's tail in front of you, like arch up. You're like, ugh, now you're riding in horse crap. So I go, we'll be in the water. And there's no way in the world a horse is going to crap in the water.
Horse don't care.
They crap in the water, John. And it's a trail ride in the water. I'm behind the horse in front of me, and I see the tail come up. And I'm like, oh, no. You can't exaggerate it. There's multiple horses crapping, and you are literally.
You're from Jersey. You should be used to crapping.
Not swimming in horse crap, John. I've never done that before. And I am not. There's just horse turds. Hitting you in the hips.
Oh, I didn't think of it that way.
I didn't realize that deep.
I thought your feet, if anything.
No, and then if you go real deep, I am not kidding you, the horse crap is floating by your shoulders. It's banging off your shoulders.
No. Filled with straw. Yes.
And apparently, now on the trail ride, a horse will crap twice.
Yeah.
In the water, the horse is like, I'm letting everything go. This is nonstop. So I'm taking my horse out of the line. I'm like, I'm not going to swim in horse crap. I keep and the lady up front's going, get in line. I'm like, I can't. Meanwhile, I'm driving the horse far left. It was the worst experience.
I bet.
It was the worst. And then we get done, and you get out, and you smell like horse crap. And the horses are beautiful. And my wife goes, what'd you think? I go, it's the worst experience of my life. I've been divorced, and this is worse. I lived in a homeless shelter. This is worse. And we paid a lot of money. You pay a lot of money to swim in horse crap.
Now, did you have your stupid cowboy hat on while you were on your horse?
No, I didn't. And I didn't have my hearing aid then either. Right. So which is the other thing, because I was afraid, you know, like you fall from horse. Right. And when I went outside the line, and the lady's yelling at me, like, literally, get in line. And I wouldn't do it. And after I go, hey, Murray, sorry, I couldn't hear you. And she goes, I think you heard me. I think you were swimming outside because of the horse crap. And I'm like, well, you are very smart. I heard everything you said because your ears perk up when you're swimming in horse crap. It cost us about $1,000 because my wife treated everybody. Right. And there was, five of us. So it's like $200 a pop. $1,000 to swim in horse crap in Florida. Experience of a lifetime, John.
Vinny Brand is our guest this morning. Who's coming up to the Stress Factory? I know what Jay Black is there tomorrow, right?
Jay Black. We have Pinky Patel, who is a TikTok star.
Okay.
Who's super funny, super nice. She's today at a matinee tomorrow, 4 p.m. show.
Wow. Yeah.
I don't know why. I said to her, why are you doing a 4 p.m. show? She goes, I'm only doing this for a short time. This is what my manager said. I argued with that moron, and I kept telling him. Now, it's going to be sold out, but I kept telling him she should be doing normal show times because we pack it out. Now, tonight she's there normal show time, Saturday, 4 p.m.
Okay.
All right.
And then you got Pat McGann coming.
Pat McGann, who I love.
All right.
We had Pat on. That's great.
Yeah.
Bob Hope is dead. Bob Hope. I would have got him.
Especially Memorial Day weekend.
Exactly.
But he would insist that you bring in a battleship for him to perform on.
I would have done that too. So, Dion Cole, I'll tell you who's coming in, but it's in September. Craig Robinson.
Craig's an old friend.
Yeah, he's a great guy.
Craig will be in Philly soon.
Yeah.
We'll have him on next couple months prior to your place.
And he likes the Pizza Hut.
Uh-huh.
He loves the Pizza Hut.
I interviewed him one time out for a press junket for the movie The Goods. He was so high when I was talking to him. High.
We had him on New Year's Eve. It was his first New Year's Eve show he ever did. And so the first show, he's in the green room. I'm not paying attention. He goes on stage. He is out of his mind. And it's the only bad show I've ever seen the guy have.
All right.
So after the show, I get him in the green room. I go, hey, listen to me. You get some coffee going. I go, you don't touch another whatever it is you're doing, okay, until after. And he's like, was it that bad? And his eyes were speaking. Like, yeah, it was that bad. And so then the second show, he murdered.
Right.
And then
Then he went back to where it was in the first show.
You know, one day he came into the club at 2:30 in the morning. We were cleaning up. He had done a show at Rutgers. And he walks in the door, and I go, hey, man, what are you doing? He goes, I just wanted to come say hi, yada, yada, yada. We were the first club to ever headline him. It's like, it's too bad you don't have your piano. You can play for us while we're cleaning up. And he goes, oh, man, if I had my piano, I would definitely play. Well, we got one in the back. It's on stage in 7 minutes. He goes up. He starts playing for the staff. The staff is calling their friends. The club filled up from 3 to 5:45 in the morning.
Oh, man. Oh my God.
About 80 people came in, and Craig kept going. He's on stage. He's going, how many staff members do you have?
He's really talented.
A
musically.
Whole secret show.
Yeah. And, that's awesome.
That's wild.
Oh, yeah. At like 6:30 in the morning, we put him in a limousine. He hijacked my two kids. I didn't see them for 3 days. But the point is, he's a great guy. A lot of fun to hang out with.
Well, Vinny Brand is our guest. Hey, this afternoon at 2 o'clock, we do this every Memorial Day weekend. We do the Philly 500. For the past couple of weeks, listeners have been picking songs, right? What, you know, what their favorites are, and we list them in order of popularity as to, you know, the top 500 songs, working our way down to number one.
Number one.
All right. Over the years, and this started way back, and it was Stairway to Heaven in 2010, in 2011, in 2012, in 2013. Finally, in 2014, it changed. All right. Now, it's one of two Beatles songs. Which one? Two of them made it to number one, but in 2014, it was one particular song. What song do you think it was?
Oh, man, so many great Beatles songs. I'm going to say A Day in the Life.
A Day in the Life is exactly.
Bang!
Wow.
Bang!
So we're going to play that now.
I love that.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Hopefully, by the time you get home, your windshield wipers, you won't even need them.
I really hope I can keep mine on the drive back. I really do. I may abandon her car. Just let some things happen. Sorry, honey, your car got stolen.
I'll just leave it here over the weekend. It'll be gone by Monday.
It would make me happy if a thief stole that car and then crashed because it couldn't get the windshield wipers out. That would make me happy. That would be justice in the roundabout way.
If you have not figured out, Vinny Brand is our guest this morning. Oh, by the way, the Bright Side list is wide open this morning. And if you've got something you want to say, text it on into us at MGK, MGK. That's 645-645. Later on this hour, we have passes for Maurice Pierce for Dave and Steve's Hilo. As a matter of fact, I think I'm going to have you play Hilo this morning.
I will play Hilo.
Yeah, and I had a feeling you would like this because you know your music. And basically what I'll do is this is the way Hilo works. I give you a song and an album, all right, and you tell us what year that album came or that song came out.
Got it.
Then the listener has to figure out were you high, low, or right on the money. And
got
if
it.
They get it right, they walk away with these Maurice Pierce passes.
Unbelievable. Can I win the Maurice Pierce pass?
No.
This game stinks. Let me tell you something. I'll play high, low, and I will win. I will nail it. If you're listening, okay, you could call me too, 908-601-6976. You know, I like to
do
that.
He gives out his real phone number. That is his real phone number, folks. Yeah, give it out again.
Let me give out John's Social Security number. 3-4. Now, my phone. My cell phone.
Can you see this finger? I know I'm looking at something else. I just want to know if you can see this finger.
I am 908-601-6976. And I give it out because I like to see what crazy people are out there that will call me just to see if it's really my number.
Uh-huh.
Yeah,
okay,
and okay. A lot of crazy people
will
call.
Well, let's just test you a little bit. So as long as I was talking about Joe Walsh's The Smoker You Drink, The Player You Get, and Rocky Mountain Way, what year did that come out?
Rocky Mountain Way came out in 1978.
You're off by 5 years.
Not bad, 1983?
No, 73.
73. Oh, man, John, you are old.
I would have said 78.
It's all going to become my age now.
That's from 73?
Yeah, that's from 1973.
Man, he's been smoking pot a long time, guy. He is really, that's a great song by them.
Pot was just like, that was a starter drug.
Yeah. Was that an Eagles song or a Joe Walsh?
No, that's a Joe Walsh song.
Joe Walsh song. Before he joined the Eagles?
Yes.
Okay.
Long before he joined the Eagles.
Yeah, okay.
Right? Although they still do it in Eagles shows.
Yeah, he's a smoking guitar player. That guy can rip.
Yeah, he's an all around great guy.
Right. I haven't met him, John. Don't name drop on air. It's so rude. My, you know who's a good guy? Bill Dawes, my plumber. What a good guy. I'll tell you something, that Bill Dawes, he can plumb. First time he ever plumbed the toilet.
let me ask you, because you're a Jersey resident and friend of the governor. How do you feel about the governor's rule about the plastic bags?
Okay, John, I'll tell you something. I am anti-plastic bag ban.
Yes.
Because okay. I don't think you move the needle. Okay? Uh-uh. You made pot legal, plastic bags illegal. What do you buy pot in? Plastic bags. It makes no sense. It's ridiculous. And here's the thing. All right. I made a little video.
Uh-huh.
It's on my Instagram.
Okay.
Vinny_brand. And I spell that with an I-E, not a Y, because I'm a man. And the point is that the plastic bag ban needed to be talked about. So we shot a video.
Right.
I dressed up in a long trench coat, and I have plastic bags, and I'm selling them outside a supermarket. and we had a state trooper, a friend of mine. He comes in. He got a cop outfit from the store. He couldn't use his real state trooper.
Right, okay.
And he arrested me for selling plastic bags. Now to shoot the video, I'm out front of the store. And I'm going to have people that I know come up and buy bags.
Right.
So I said, just goofing around. I go, I'm going to just try and sell bags to normal people.
Right.
Listen to me. I am telling you, not one, not two, but like 20 people were like, how much are the bags? I'm not kidding.
One of the worst things that I ever dealt with was the Philly paper or the plastic bag thing. I went to Giant in the Northeast and having to try to pick my bag, the paper bags up that are heavy because you gotta like wrap your arms around like you're lifting like one of those stones from the World's Strongest Man competition to put up on the pedestal. Because if you grab it by the top, it rips and then all your crap's all over the ground.
Yeah.
I will never go shopping in Philadelphia at a grocery store ever again because I'm one of those guys that likes to get everything out of the trunk in one thing.
One fell swoop.
Or I'd rather get run over by the car if I had to make a second trip.
You know what you could do, Steve? You could bring your own bag. Let me tell you something.
I will not be one of those people.
I'm anti-plastic bag ban, but it's not that big a deal. Now, what I won't do is I will not buy a bag for 99 cents every time I go in the store. Okay, because first of all, I bought a bag. It said, this is what it says on the bag. You must use this bag at least 100 times. Okay, first of all, who's monitoring that? Okay,
right.
So I buy that bag, and it goes right in the garbage. Because 99 cents. So what I do now is I go shopping, and I bring a jag. I really do this. I bring a big coat with pockets. When I shop, this is how I shop. I'm not exaggerating. I walk to the store. I will not take a cart, because whatever fits in the coat, that's all I'm buying, okay? I don't care what we need at the home. So I walk through, and I shove everything in my pockets. I go up to the register. I take it out of my pocket. I scan it. I put it back in my pocket. Now, I'm walking in the shop, right, and I'm stuffing things in my coat.
Right.
And all of a sudden, I got someone just walking behind me the whole way. And I'm like, they think I'm shoplifting.
Yeah.
And then I realized the plastic bag ban is going to lead to more shoplifting.
Don't do it in Walmart. Do you hear about what's going on in Walmart? And it's happening a lot in Jersey also.
What's happening in Walmart?
People are, because, you know, at Walmart you can check out or you can go to the self-checkout.
Yes.
All right. And they are basically capturing people who forget. Some people say they forgot. And you know that people forget. Well, they're putting things in a bag and something doesn't get scanned.
Sure, of course.
They're not only are they detaining these people, they're calling the cops and having them arrested.
It's great. I love that. Or you could just put cashiers back on the job rather than employing the cops. Listen, I'm very alert at the self-scan situation.
Uh-huh.
Okay. But I will tell you, if you want free things, go to the person scanning. I went to the Home Depot and she's missing things. I'm like, you doing? I go, hey, you missed like four items. She's like, oh, did I? I'm like, oh my God. Yeah. No wonder you're going self-scanning. This woman did not care. I love, this is my thing. I do it in Home Depot. I will go in. Mm-hmm. I'll buy all this stuff.
Right,
so one day I buy a chainsaw. I buy safety goggles. I buy oil for the chainsaw. And I buy gloves for the chainsaw.
Okay.
Now, the chainsaw is like $300 and everything else is cheap.
Mm-hmm.
I go to the register. There's a live person there. She starts scanning everything. She goes to get the chainsaw, and I said to her, oh, no, no, I came in with that. I needed to know what kind of oil to buy, so I brought it with me. And she goes, oh, okay. I'm like, oh, my God. Oh, my God. So I go, no, I'm just kidding. And she had already totaled it.
Oh, my God.
And she got mad at me. She goes, no, Now I got to undo that. I go, I'll tell you what. Let's get the manager over here, and I'll apologize to him. And we'll let him know what just happened. God. I swear to God.
Oh, my Lord.
Yes, you can get free stuff. Just say stupid things. They don't care.
This
they
is better care than my return policy at Home Depot.
Yeah.
You know, the Home Depot is great because here's the thing.
Yeah, I love Home Depot.
Oh, yeah. You can return anything.
And, right.
They will take it back. It's a very good store policy. I've returned sour skim milk. I have returned. They ask no questions. They ask nothing. Your customer will take it back.
The only time that they ask questions is try to buy spray paint.
Why? What happened to spray paint?
Because they have someone has to come in and check your ID.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Right,
oh,
to make sure that, like, because look at me. All right. Look, right. Well, do you honestly think I am jumping into the 30th Street trains yard and tagging the sides of trains?
I've seen JDBs everywhere, all over the city.
I think it's because you can make drugs out of the propellant, can't you?
No.
No, it's just juvenile delinquency.
Yeah, juvenile delinquency. It's for tagging. It's for graffiti.
You've got to be kidding me.
No, that's the reason why.
That'll stop it dead in the tracks.
And then as far as checkout is concerned, I've got a rule about checkouts in supermarkets. All right.
What's your rule?
My rule is, you know, when you go past the bulk candy area and you can grab a piece of candy or something like that, I'll grab a couple of pieces.
No, John, wait a minute. I don't know about that, John. Kleptomaniac.
I grab a couple of pieces of candy because I'm going to self-checkout and I don't work for free.
Right.
It's that simple.
Justify it any way you want. You're a thief. You're a thief.
What?
I have a little bit of a question.
Okay.
Good question. I know you got business to do. You got songs to play. Yeah, whatever. So you know, I drove down here. I come down as a favorite to the community of Philadelphia.
Yeah, right. No. And you do come down. You went out of your way. You don't have a gig to promote, anything like that. We said, Vinny, we need a comic on Friday. You got in your car. You drove all the way down here.
Drove right down. And you know, it only cost me $487 in gas to get here, which I don't mind doing. And then I asked for a water. Okay, right. Because there used to be a buffet.
Right.
Now I'm on a diet. Now Dave goes, not a bottle of water. He gets me a cup of water, probably from the toilet. It's about 2 inches of water. Are you in some type of budget restriction?
Yes.
Yes, we are.
You know why?
You know what? You should be glad I didn't put horse crap in
but
there.
Why couldn't you give me a full thing of water?
Because I don't want to face the wrath of Rodney when you spill an entire full one all over here. By the way, I sprinted to get you that water because there was 30 seconds left before we went on air.
Do you know
so you owe me.
Oh, I do. I owe you big. Let me tell you something. On my drive home, when I'm financing the gas purchase to get home again, I will be happy. I'm like, I can't believe you gave me a shock.
As a company, we can't afford bottled water because the headquarters are in Naples and the building's too expensive.
Yeah. Well, where is the buffet? What happened to the food?
You might notice that there also aren't any people in the studio.
I don't care about the people, John. The food.
Well, that's why
the
people were
annoying.
That's why the food was here. There would be First Fridays and we would cater the First Friday. But because of COVID, we haven't had a First Friday in 2 years.
COVID's over, John. We're on to monkeypox. We got the pox.
Classic Rock 102.9 MGK. 2 o'clock this afternoon, we start the Philly 500 continues through Monday. And then Tuesday morning at 9 a.m., I will ask you what the number one song was. And if you're the correct caller, you are going to walk away with $500 in cash. Last year's number one song?
Are you playing it?
Play it now. Peter Frank, he's that deaf.
You want me to guess?
You'll never guess.
Norman Greenbaum's Spirit in the Sky.
No, I'm sorry. You're close. Peter Frampton's Do You Feel Like We Do. Dave, Steve, has Vinny told you how good he looks?
Yes, he just told me. He goes, I look good.
I've heard it one or two or ten times.
Very good, John. And, you know, I told you I'm turning 60 this year.
Right.
And I told you what I'm going to do. Anyway, the point is that I'm on a diet, very severe diet. I've given up bread.
All right.
Milk.
Right, okay.
I've given up all sweets.
Right.
I'm on a liquid diet. I talk about it so much, I've also given up my friends. if I keep talking about it, I'll be giving up my wife. But I will look good all by myself.
All by yourself. So, all right. So, who's coming now? Who's coming to Stress Factory? Well, no sense in saying Hartford, right?
We're in Bridgeport.
But Bridgeport. I'm sorry.
So, no sense. In Bridgeport, we have some great. It's all the same lineup. We just move them back and forth.
Oh, I see.
What I want you to do is go to Vinny_Brand on my Instagram.
Okay.
You know, I got shadow banned. I'm gonna show you the video I got banned for. It was you know when Joe Biden shook nobody's hand?
Right.
Okay. I did a video. It's very funny.
I saw that. That was good.
It's a good video,
it was
right?
Very good. Yeah.
I got a community standard violation, and my one on Bill de Blasio. Got a community, yes. And there, and that one is taken straight from the news. All I did was add, I pieced it together. And they said this is false information. It's unbelievable what's happening. So go to Vinny_Brand, follow right now. Call me 908-601-6976. This has been the Vinny Brand Show. I'm the John DiBella Show.
Go to commercial.
Help me, please.
The John DiBella Podcast, 102.9 MGK.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.